On this mini episode of the Multi-Amory podcast, we're talking about the holiday season, what's gone on this past year, and what exciting things that we all have to look forward to in this coming year, as well as our holiday wishes for all of y'all. So this is a little mini one
wishes.
Here. Yeah.
I know, you make it sound like a Hallmark special.
That's kind of what I was going for, yeah.
What would be the title of the Multi-Amory Hallmark special?
Let It Snow.
Multi-Amory. Oh, I like that.
Multi-Amory colon, Let It Snow several times.
Colon.
That's multi.
A retrospective.
A retrospective, yeah. I like that.
Oh, man. Wow.
The Multi-Amory story.
Beautiful.
Yes, it's perfect.
I'd watch it.
Yeah, well, there we go. One viewer.
I was in a Hallmark Christmas movie once.
Really?
Just as in background. Just as background, not in a featured role or anything
was
like that.
Also in a Hallmark movie, but it was not a Christmas movie.
Oh.
But it had Ally Sheedy in it from The Breakfast Club.
Wow.
So that's fun.
Oh,
that
I love her.
Yeah,
it
also had Meatloaf in it.
She's the one I relate to the most.
Jeez.
So I got to see Ally Sheedy and Meatloaf do their thing.
I didn't have anybody famous in my Hallmark film. Though it was the weird thing where, of course, it shot in like July.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of
and
course.
So it was this weird thing of, you know, everything being all Christmassy, being on this back lot that's all super Christmassy, and everyone having to wear Christmassy clothes, even though it's freaking July outside.
It's 100 degrees.
Yeah, so that was a little bit rough.
Wow.
I couldn't tell you which film it was, but one of the dozens of kajillions that they put out every year with the same plot.
Yeah. The same basic idea.
Yeah. So we're taking a little...
I have not been in a Hallmark
film. You not?
Well, you're due then.
No, unfortunately.
Your turn is next.
Yeah.
Well,
I wish.
She's going to be in the Multi-Amory one, obviously.
Oh, right. Of course. Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. So we're taking a little holiday break for 2 weeks, giving ourselves a break for the first time all year, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'd like to say well-deserved, but I don't think I'm the person who can judge that.
And
that sounds really pompous for me to say that about ourselves, actually.
Yeah. Maybe just don't. Let's just pretend none of that was
said. I'll say I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it as well.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I do think that it's hopefully deserved. Hopefully people are happy with that and okay that we are going to take a little break for ourselves, and hopefully all of you out there also are having some nice restful time during the holiday season.
Yeah, so we did want to take a moment and just talk about a few things that happened during this past year.
Oh, it really is the retrospective.
Yeah, it really is. We're doing it for realsies.
Exactly. That's why I said it.
Yeah, so, I mean, the first one here is just the fact that we recorded this podcast when the three of us were in different countries from each other. We totaled it up and we've recorded from 5 different countries.
Just this year?
Just this year. Almost with the three of us rarely being in the same one of those countries at the same time.
It's true.
But we've managed to keep this going every week, despite that, which is pretty cool technology-wise. My mom was just mentioning that to me the other day. It was just like, it's kind of amazing that you guys are able to do this now, something that just maybe 10 years ago would have been harder to do, and 20 years ago would have been impossible to do.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we're not one of those podcasts that like requires everybody to be there in the same place at all times. I definitely know that there are podcasts out there that even their guests have to be together with them, like in the same recording studio. And it's truly just not necessary. I think that's a bit of overkill.
Yeah, we definitely run into that. I mean, I get why people do it. It is a different experience where you can actually be in studio with a guest and face to face and stuff like that. However, at the same time, having recorded like 250 episodes, pretty much all of them remote.
Yeah,
I'm just like, come on, join the 21st century. Get over yourself. You're not the next.
Exactly.
Who's a great interviewer? Who's on Inside the Actor Studio? James Lipton. You're not the next
James Lipton.
Don't pretend that you are.
Yeah. I think also that recording remotely allows us to have access to a lot wider variety of guests than we would otherwise if we required that everyone like came
Absolutely.
To some studio in Seattle or LA or wherever. That, you know, the fact that we've been able to have a ton of guests in this past year covering a really...
People from all over the world.
Yeah, exactly. And a really wide range of experiences and identities and things like that. And that's really cool that we're able to do that by recording it remotely.
Mm-hmm.
So it's awesome.
Did you all have a favorite guest from this year?
They're all so... It's like choosing your favorite child. I don't know if I could...
Can I pick two?
Okay. Sure, yes. Yeah. So one that like really resonated with you or that you felt was just incredibly interesting, like gave you a perspective that you didn't realize it would be interesting to you in some way.
Oh, well, now you put that qualifier on it.
Well, whatever you want then.
I was just going for my two favorites. I really enjoyed the episode we did with Annalisa. That was our Buddhism. Super Buddhist one. Yeah. Of course, I'm biased because I'm into that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And
yes.
I really liked having Kenya K. Stevens on as well. I liked her bringing kind of a different perspective, a different energy, you know, a different approach to certain things. I liked that. What about
a very
y'all?
High energy?
Yes.
In comparison to what we usually are.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was great. Simone Van Sarloos from last week or a couple weeks ago, I guess, was definitely one of my favorites. It was just a fascinating book to read, her book, Playing Monogamy. She just kind of blew my mind with her perspective. It was a lot of stuff that I hadn't even thought of that, again, we are so ingrained in this way of thinking about relationships in general. And she just kind of, you know, said, let's break apart the status quo completely. And that was really, really fascinating to hear and to have a great conversation with her about it and have my mind blown a little bit.
Yeah. Gosh, I feel like some of my highlights, I have a few. One is that we got to have Kathy Labriola back on the show after a couple of years. That was cool to have her back on again. I also had a really good time talking with Simone in that one. It was fun to exercise those intellectual muscles. But I also personally, for a while now, have really wanted to have Callie Wright on from Queersplaining. Mm. And so I was really excited to have her on the show.
She was amazing.
And then, of course, the fact that we bookended 2019 with Kevin Patterson. So that's a fun one. That he was in our very first episode of the year and in our last one, I guess, unless you count this little holiday episode.
No,
here.
But it's a Kevin sandwich.
It's a Kevin sandwich,
of Multiamory 2019.
It is. Well, he's the bread and Multiamory is the
sandwich.
The veggies. I'm going to say the veggies because I don't eat meat.
Yeah.
Yes.
Perfect.
One of my favorite things this year is that the three of us, for the first time, got to go on meditation retreat together. That was...
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was great.
I want to say fun. It was fun, just in a very different kind of fun.
Yeah.
It
was illuminating.
Somber, illuminating, meditative kind of fun.
Right.
But I felt very close to the two of you afterwards, and I felt very seen and understood and just full of love.
Likewise. Just getting to, you know, turn off the phone for 3 days was a huge deal. Mm-hmm. And unplugging and really like being in nature and listening to yourself. It's something that I think many don't get the opportunity to do. And it kind of a moment in time that I look back on as like, hey, you're allowed to do this from time to time. And it's really, and it is really important to do that. So if any of you out there have the opportunity to do something like a meditation retreat or even just like turning off your phones for an entire weekend, like please take that opportunity because it's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We also had some cool opportunities this year to meet up with patrons as well as doing some live events like Minnesota PolyCon and the Naked Heart Festival in Toronto, and then a couple different events, Pop Fest, as well as another one in Kitchener. Those were a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And more recently, doing Patreon karaoke here in Seattle. And hopefully can do more things like that. Yeah, I know.
I'm still in Shanghai, and so therefore I am not able to partake in one of my favorite things on the planet to do with all our patrons, but I
Except
hope
you're
that
being
in
paid
the new year...
to do like professional karaoke, professional Christmas karaoke right now.
Christmas karaoke, I love that.
Yeah,
that's absolutely true, but still I really wish that I could be there with all of our lovely patrons and sing with all of you, but have fun anyways. Yeah.
And we got some exciting things coming up in the coming year. Lots of interesting things coming down the pipe. We've been working on a study for a little while. That's still in development. We thought that we were going to be able to roll that out this year, but then, you know, red tape and all that stuff. So hopefully that'll get
the
legs.
Bureaucracy.
Exactly. Hopefully that'll get legs of its own next year.
Yeah, that's something that I've really wanted to do for a while and that we've been talking about. It seems like for years now, but realistically, it's probably been a year and a half or so of kind of beginning the process of planning that and getting things moving for it. And it's really exciting that we get to do that because, I mean, you know, there's a few studies that get trotted out basically every time someone's trying to do something at all research-based about non-monogamy. Every now and then, there's a little bit more, but it's something that's just still not been studied very much, particularly non-monogamy like polyamory and things like that, and kind of the way people are doing non-monogamy now hasn't really been studied at all. You know, there have been some more studies in the past about swinging and things like that, like just sexually focused non-monogamy. But so this is really exciting and really important stuff. So when that does happen, I hope that all of you get involved and partake in the study and tell all your friends about it and things like that, because it is really going to help all of us, hopefully.
Yeah, definitely. We're also working on a book, pulling together a book proposal. It's been going through a couple different iterations, but we're super duper mega excited about that. I know a lot of you have spoken up wanting a book specifically. So proposal's still underway. It's still happening. And of course, we're going to keep you all updated once that comes into fruition.
Yeah, that's definitely exciting. I would say we'd probably definitely be writing it by this next year.
Yes, yeah.
Whether it will come out.
Oh, absolutely.
Whether it'll come out in 2020 or not, it kind of depends on how fast that process goes. Mm-hmm. But definitely we'll start writing it, which is really exciting.
Yeah.
We also have a new website that might be coming up, which I'm excited. Just the website design will change fairly dramatically. From what we've seen, it looks awesome. So I'm super excited about that. It's fine that we get a little facelift, as it were, you know, a little change here and there, because, our website has changed over the last 5 years, and it's good to have another change, another iteration of that.
It's been a couple of years since the last time we updated our site, so it is really exciting to be doing that, yeah. We're also going to be updating and refreshing the intro to our show, so keep your ears open and peeled, ears peeled? I don't know.
I don't think you can peel your ears.
No.
Dilated, so. Perhaps?
Keep
exactly.
Them, yeah, I don't know.
I don't like the imagery of weird. That.
Keep them ready for action.
Yeah, but keep your ear holes open for our new show intro that we'll be doing based on feedback we've gotten, as well as just some changes that have come up in the past couple years and just how we see this show and kind of what it's all about now.
Mm. And then finally, maybe a tour, more live shows, something along those lines.
Yeah, that one's probably the most amorphous of this whole list of new things. But we have been talking about going on another tour in 2020, or at least doing some more live shows.
Yeah.
Again, we'll see how that goes. That's going to come down to kind of like coordination and timing and things like that. But that'd be fun.
Yeah,
had a lot of fun on tour last year.
Our 10-city tour was pretty epic, and it required a ton of planning and quite a lot of, I think, challenge at times, but it was incredibly worth it to get to see everyone and meet a bunch of our patrons. That was fantastic. So, yeah, I definitely would love to do that again, but we'll see. If anyone out there wants to be our tour manager, by all means.
Oh, yeah, I was literally going to say that. If anyone knows a good professional tour manager who's willing to take on your favorite neighborhood polyamory podcast, let us know. Put us in touch.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that, though. I would love to get out there and do that again. I missed it this last year. Not really doing.
Yeah,
me too.
And whether it's a tour or not, I don't know. But going to some cities and doing some live shows, maybe a few at a time or something. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. Lots of things to think about.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
And so for those of you out there listening, we know that this time of year, in a word, is challenging for a lot of us. I think even if you have a super accepting, affirming family, the holidays still brings up a lot of stressful things, whether it's travel or finances or sometimes just like weird past memories or family dynamics or things like that. And so just know that we love you. And we're here for you. You know, we want to support you in any way that we can. And we hope that this time of year is at least a little bit smooth in some corner of your reality.
Yeah. And hopefully you're able to also take it on yourself to reach out to other people that you love and that you care about and offer them support. And so that we can all kind of work together and support each other. Because, you know, at least for those of us in the Northern Hemisphere, you know, there's also not a lot of daylight right now, and that can get you down as well, right? So there's just a lot of things that kind of add up to make this a potentially challenging time, but hopefully we can all be there for each other and help each other out.
I think chosen family is a really important thing during this time. If you can be around people that you trust and love, that either are your significant others or your family members or your friends. I know for myself, like, I'm going to be away from my family and my significant other during the holidays, but Jason Dedeker are coming in to Shanghai to spend it with me, and that's so amazing for me. So thanks, guys.
Oh no. Save your tears. Save your tears. We're gonna have
damn
a lot
it every time. I swear to God.
We're gonna have a lot more crying to do when we're actually there in person for our first ever in person multi-amory
Christmas together.
Yeah. It'll be great. I know, I'm so excited.
So am I. Anyway, thank you all for listening. We hope that you have a wonderful end of your 2019 and a fantastic start to your 2020, and we will see you then.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.